Bavamat Siya, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavamat Siya Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavov Amad Aleph, the Mishnah. Hasriches hachamo lo ilicha baha vailicha babika, babika vailicha baha, afilu zu asoa milin vizu asoa milin umesa chayev l'shalem. If a person rented a donkey to walk with it in the mountains and he walked with it in the valley, or he was supposed to walk with it in the valley and he ended up walking with it in the mountains, even if both of them are equal distance, if it died, he has to pay. Soches hachamo avivika, oi shenises ba'angaria, oi malehara shel chalafanecha. Mesa oi nishbra chayev la'amidloi chamo. If he rented a donkey and hivrika, the Gemara will explain what this term means, or if it was confiscated by the for the king's work, the renter can tell the owner, go and get that which is yours. If it died or if it broke, means it broke its leg and it can no longer walk, the owner has to supply the renter with a replacement donkey. Haseiches hachamo la'ilicha b'ha v'alicha b'bika, im hechlika pata v'im huchama chayev. If a person rented a donkey to walk with it in the mountains and he walked with it in the valley, if it slipped over, he's exempt. If it became overheated, then he will be liable. B'bika v'alicha b'ha, im hechlika chayev v'im huchama pato v'im machmas hamale chayev. If he rented it to walk in the valley and it walked in the hills, if it slipped over, he's liable. If it overheated, he's exempt. But if he overheated because of the climb, then he would be liable. Hasoiches hapoa lachroish bahar v'choash bebika v'nishba hakankan potter. Bebika v'choash bahar v'nishba hakankan chayev. If a person rented a cow to plow in the mountains and he used it to plow in the valley, and the plow peg broke, then he would be exempt. If he rented it for the valley and he used it in the mountains and the plow peg then broke, he would be liable because mountain earth is tougher than valley earth. Ladush b'kitnis v'dash b'tvua potter v'tvua v'dash b'kitnis chayev sh'akitnis mechalekes. If he rented it to thresh legumes and he threshed grains, he would be exempt. But if he rented it for grains and he threshed legumes, he would be liable because legumes are slippery. And the Gemara says, Nicha b'har v'alicha b'bika, b'bika v'alicha b'har. It's understandable if he rented it for the mountains and then he used it in the valley that he would be liable because the thick air of the valley killed him. But why would he be liable if he rented it for the valley and then he used it in the mountains where the air is better for him? Rav Shimon ben Yakim Omar b'shemesa machmas avir. Rav Shimon ben Yakim answers, here's the first answer of the Gemara, because he acted negligently because on that day the air in the mountains was harder to breathe than in the valley. Rav Dustai ben Yanai Omar shehechisha nachash. Rav Dustai ben Yanai answers this, a different answer. He says it was bitten by a snake that was more commonly found in the mountains than in the valley. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Meir hi da mekal meshana al das balabayis nikra gazlan. A third answer Rabbi Yochanan gives is the Tanna here is Rabbi Meir who says that whoever changes from the intent of the owner is automatically called a thief. Socha chamoy v'hivrika de bezek. The Mishnah now taught, if a person rented a donkey and hivrika, now what does that mean? It means worms to Caleb's feet. That's the Lashon hivrika. Oy shenase angaria, the Mishnah taught, or if it was confiscated for the king's work, which is angaria. We have one price, is tanai tani angaria kamisa. The first price says angaria is like death. The is tanai tani oime loy harishal chalafanecha. And the other price says no, the renter can tell the owner, go and get that which is yours, but there's no disagreement over here because manda tani angaria kamisa ba'oisa sheyochal lefasher. Manda ama oime loy harishal chalafanecha ba'oisa she'ein yochal lefasher. The one who taught, the price of the taught is like death, was referring to when the king's officer is able to permanently seize the donkey. Now the one who taught, go and get that which is yours, though, was referring to when the officer has to return the donkey to the owner. Tani, we have a b'ayis of Shimon Loza Oimer, b'derech halichasa ein chayav lahamid loy chamor acher, sh'loi b'derech halichasa chayav lahamid loy chamor acher. Shimon Loza says, if angaria occurred on the way, the owner is not obligated to replace it, but if it occurred when not on the way, then he is obligated, and we'll explain this in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, b'kapandria, ein chayav lahamid loy chamor acher, b'silki chayav lahamid loy chamor acher. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said, and here's the first version, if the king's officer was only seizing animals that he found in fields and in vineyards, the owner would not be obligated to replace the donkey because he can blame the bad muzzle of the renter. If he was also entering people's homes to seize, then the recipient is obligated to replace it. Rehabol b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'chanina, agra micha lalud v'insis angaria lalud ein chayev lahamid loy chamor acher. A second version of Rabbi Yosi b'chanina would say, if a person rented a donkey to take it from here to Lod, and it was taken by angaria officers who were travelling on that road, the owner would not be obligated to replace it because this because the custom was that when they came across a donkey, they would commandeer it, whilst the owner followed them by foot until they came across another donkey. They would then commandeer the second donkey and release the first one, and therefore the owner could tell the renter that it was his muzzle that caused it, but he nevertheless reached his destination. However, if the officers were travelling to Tzor, thereby causing the renter to go to the wrong destination, then the owner has to replace the donkey.